Hello, this is Guy Wright, Managing Editor of Visual Studio Magazine. The VS Live 2007 conference held in San Francisco was a great success. Over 1,000 attendees had the opportunity to learn about new technologies, brush up on some skills, and interact with fellow programming professionals. We had the chance to talk to many of the people and record some of their comments about the conference. Here are just a few of the things they had to say. First off, you're Brandon Wagner, right?
I am, yes.
From Wells Fargo Bank. Uh-huh. Where are you based out of?
About a block away, Howard and Third.
Oh, there you go. So you did not need to commute over
No, I literally, yeah. I went back for lunch and, you know, checked in and made sure everything was fine. Here I am, back again.
Oh, cool. Is this the first time you've been to this show, or?
No, I was here about 4 years ago also. I haven't been back since.
So how's it going? Is the show going well for you?
Yeah, absolutely. Learning a little more than things that I haven't been exposed to yet. Ajax.
Uh-huh.
Sort of an introductory thing for me, and I think a lot of people in that room today.
Uh-huh. Has that been the most valuable session so far? Or?
For me, yeah.
Well, it sounds like you're having a good time at the show.
Yeah, I'm loving it.
Good fun. Good. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Sure thing.
Okay.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. First off, we're here with Adam
Carmi.
Who do you work for?
Safen. We're an endpoint security company based in Philadelphia. We also have R&D in Israel.
Okay. Are you out of the Israel office?
Yeah.
Okay. And have you been to this show before?
Yeah, last year.
Oh, okay. How do you like the show so far?
Quite good. I mean, we just started. I've been to the pre-conference workshop, and it was interesting. Yesterday was Microsoft Day, which I really... It's the worst day in the conference.
Why?
Always. It's more like marketing stuff, and I really like the workshop days and the actual conference days much better.
Okay. What's been
and
the...
So there we started with the WPF and the WCF, and it's very nice. I really like it.
Okay. So that's been the most valuable part for you, is the workshop?
I like this and the workshops, yeah.
Okay.
It was that way last year as well.
Oh, good. So it's been a value to you?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, what things are you most interested in now? The WPF, you said?
Actually, we're planning to move on to .NET 3.0. And I want to, like, have, because at work I'm so busy, so I just want to get a good understanding of the new technologies available and probably hear about the migration issues.
Uh-huh.
For example, moving from .NET remoting and web services to WCF, moving from Windows Phone to WPF, how to combine and integrate with them. So that's the most interesting thing for me.
Okay.
Just had like two sessions,
yeah,
but they were very insightful.
Okay.
I'm very happy with them.
Okay, good. Well, I'll let you get to your lunch. I know you don't have much time. Thank you.
Thanks
very
a lot.
Much. First off, what are your names?
Lisa Goodman.
And who do you work for?
Comso Incorporated. We're from the Washington, D.C. area.
Okay. And yourself?
I'm Francine Barr. I also work for
Comso. Okay.
And I'm Margaret Nixon. I do too.
Oh, okay. And if you're not developers, what do you do?
Actually, we're here learning about mostly about team, the team system.
Okay.
Trying to get as intelligent as we can. We have checked out the beta version of the product and made the decision to actually implement it in our corporation.
Okay.
Now just trying to figure out how to do that. it's a huge undertaking. We're learning.
Have the sessions been helpful?
Some have, some have not. So, the one we just came out of, I guess it was very quick. So it was hard to get some pieces of information out of it, but it was very short in one particular area.
Okay. So you were looking for more broad...
I guess more broad information geared toward best practices and actually implementing it. Where to start?
Right.
We have a feel for what it can do, but it's kind of like what comes first, where to start. And don't let me hog the phone.
I'm a total non-techie now. I used to be a techie. But I get to make the decisions on how we do it, so I thought I'd try and understand what it does. But it's tough to make the decisions and provide the guidance on where to go if you don't know what the product is and how it works. I think it has a lot for, so I'm really here kind of collecting information on how it works and what the components are and what powerful tools are available or not available and how it all plays together. It's a good way to get that done in a relatively short period of time. So it's okay if I don't understand how it all works, because I don't have to do it. So somebody else's.
Right. But at least you're doing the background. You know, you're not just sort of taking the word of some salesman who comes to the door.
Well, it's more than that, though. You know, you customize it to how you want it to work in your environment. And so if I have to make those decisions, I ought to know what the options are. It's a really good, quick way of doing it. So maybe half of the sessions are meaningful because they're really geared towards people who actually have to do it. But that's okay. It still takes less time to get there than if we were digging it out of a book that's not terribly available anyway.
All right. So it has overall been worthwhile?
Oh, yeah.
Good. Well, I'm glad you're getting some value out of it.
Yeah.
Hopefully you can come back next year as well. Or the other thing. Thank you very much.
Okay. What we're doing next year, too.
Oh, yeah. Maybe it'll be already implemented by then.
Maybe so by then.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
What's your name?
Glenn Horner.
Okay. And who do you work for?
Mitchell International in San Diego.
All right. What do you do there? A programmer?
Yes.
Okay. And how do you like the show?
It's been good. Yeah.
Okay. What kind of things were you looking for?
Principally, I wanted to look at the workflow thing, which I got to see quite a bit of that, and see how it might couple in with some of the things that we're doing.
Uh-huh.
I try to attend this almost every year, and the biggest thing that I get out of this is the direction that Microsoft is going with their stuff for planning purposes, considering software continues to evolve, and like right now, we're in the process of converting our whole application over to .NET. It's an interior application, and we've already converted the back-end processes all over to VS 2005.
Uh-huh.
And the front-end's still in VB6.
Oh, yeah.
So, with all of the new stuff that's coming out, and with Microsoft's latest operating system, it's interesting to see the changes in the tools and where they're going.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it helps as far as planning purposes.
Right.
You know, we're at the precipice and we're getting ready to jump off and do this big migration of our front end. So it kind of helps to know where they're going and start tailoring our stuff to where a year from now, 2 years from now, it'll all come together.
Yeah.
Okay. As painlessly as possible.
Hopefully.
Yes.
Well, I've talked to a number of people that were doing the same kinds of things, similar things. They're not going to be adopting something tomorrow, but they want to know, you know, what's on the horizon, what direction they should be thinking. You know,
yeah.
That sort of thing.
Yeah.
So the show has been good for you in that regard? You're satisfied?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I always learn something. Yeah.
How many times have you come to the show?
I come every year, and I think the first one that I attended was probably 9 or 10 years ago.
Oh, okay.
When it was VBITS.
Uh-huh. You read the magazine, Visual Studio Magazine?
Absolutely.
All right. Good for you.
Yeah, you always pick up things out there. Coming to these shows and seeing where things are going, the direction that everybody's going and the like, it also allows you to start getting the infrastructure in so that you can concentrate on the business. And, you know, once you get that infrastructure built, then you can kind of forget it. Let's work on the business aspect of it. And that's where it's at. That's where you're going to make your money.
Yeah.
So, you know, from the business standpoint.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed the show. And
yeah.
Value out of it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Those were just a few of the people who attended the 2007 VS Live event in San Francisco. I hope you enjoyed listening to their comments and observations, and perhaps we'll get a chance to interview you at a future VS Live event. This is Guy Wright, Managing Editor of Visual Studio Magazine. Thanks for listening.